Tied to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The latest jobs report shows unemployment figures are down.
Down by 15,000, according to the Labor Department, reporting that 233,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims, down from the previous week's revised figure of 248,000. The biggest increases in claims filed in New York, Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and in Puerto Rico. I'm Chris Barnes.
There are now 9 cases of Legionnaire's disease connected to an outbreak at the guest house of Graceland Hotel in Memphis. The hotel located on the property of the tourist attraction centered around Elvis Presley. The latest case comes after a series of confirmed cases in guests who stayed at the hotel between May and June. The disease is caused by bacteria called Legionella, which is found in water. Officials say the hotel's pool and hot tub are open after the tests found no viable bacteria. People who stayed at the hotel between May 15th and June 26th and have symptoms need to contact the Shelby County, Tennessee Health Department. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
President Trump flat out dismissing any reporters' allegations of a special private meeting between himself and Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit.
President Donald Trump says his second meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a dinner for world leaders and their spouses at the G20 summit was innocent.
Toward dessert, I went down just to say hello to Melania. And while I was there, I said hello to Putin. Really pleasantries. More than anything else.
In an interview with the New York Times, Trump says that he and Putin discussed adoption and a range of other issues. The White House has come under fire for initially not disclosing that a second meeting between Trump and Putin took place.
Reports say that a man accelerated his vehicle to slam into a police officer and cause an accident near the site of the Comic-Con conference. Police aren't sure whether it was intentional. Here's the story.
A special event traffic controller got into an argument with the driver of a truck Wednesday as traffic was flowing near First Avenue and Harbor Drive. Witnesses say the driver stepped on the gas on purpose and then hit the traffic cop in the head with his mirror. Officials say the driver then took off and is yet to be seen. It's unclear if the driver was attending Comic-Con or just trying to get by the jammed-up traffic. I'm Jason Campadonia.
Sears and Amazon are teaming up. The struggling retailer announced today will start selling its full line of Kenmore-branded appliances on Amazon, including smart appliances that can be synced with Alexa, Amazon's voice assistant. The announcement sent shares of Sears soaring over 20% higher at one point this morning. USA Radio News.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal internal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, howdy, kids. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I wish we could get Jan Brady. I got to get Jan Brady to do a Russia, 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 rather than Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. I just think it would be kind of good. We can just do the play that all the time whenever we got another Russia story, which is every, I don't know, minute or two. I watched this past week. I don't watch TV live, the news programs. I told everybody on the program, you're wasting your time. You're better off finding out what was decent and, playing it back the next day. And that's what I end up doing. And more often than not nowadays, it's pretty much just bits and pieces from Tucker Carlson's program. And he had on this past week, he had on Ralph Peters, and he had on Max Boot from the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're going off on their rants. So it's neocons. They want to fight another war. Another day, another war. These are guys that are wrong on everything. Everything. Yet they still get invited on programs. They're still on these various different councils and boards. Yet they were wrong on invading this country, that country, the next country. And now they're on these programs talking about how evil Russia is and Vladimir Putin and terrible. And, oh, my God, they're messing with the country. Does anybody really, really believe that Vladimir Putin and the Russians had any effect whatsoever on the 2016 presidential election? Come on, man. Give me a break. Now, I am not going to go through. I refuse. I'm not going to go through this entire Russian lawyer meeting with Donald Trump Jr. because it's nothing. I mean, there's a conspiracy that's brewing now. Why was she in the country in the first place? Why did the Obama administration Justice Department allow her in when she was barred from coming in? It's starting to look like something out of the Clinton ages, for crying out loud, is what it's looking like. Something's definitely fishy there. But the whole thing, and the media, and how they follow this stuff with all of the other important issues and things that are going on is patently absurd. Not to mention the fact that the Clintons have been running this Clinton Global Foundation. I know they're winding the thing down now that their power is gone, where they would get all of this money from foreign leaders and foreign countries all the time. Again, they perfected, I mean, everybody does it, but the Clintons are especially astute at running the new ab scam. I think I might have explained my little ab scam theory here. I'm not sure if I had. I know I did on my daily program, but I'll share it with you. Ab scam. If you're familiar with the movie American Hustle, great film. Christian Bale is in it. Amy Adams. It's just a fantastic film. I don't know how many Oscars. Bradley Cooper. Great film. And, you know, it was also a little bit involved with Abscam, also in Donnie Brasco as well. But basically, Abscam was an FBI investigation that started out as an investigation about stolen goods. Then it moved on to corrupt businessmen. And then it moved on to corrupt politicians. And if you see American Hustle, you see the scenes where they're trying to hand off a suitcase full of cash to a politician. And eventually they nailed a bunch. They got the, you know, some members of the House. They got, I think it was a New Jersey state senator. They got the mayor of Camden, New Jersey. A couple others all worked into this scam that they were running, this ab scam. And I'm saying to myself, they've perfected this today, where they've actually figured out a way to make the handing over of cash legal. I'll give you an example here. Bill Clinton gave a speech in Moscow to a Russian investment bank tied to the Kremlin and got paid $500,000. He got paid $500,000 to give that speech. This is what the ab scam is today. They just legalized it. Show up and give a speech and we'll give you the cash. We'll make it legal. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say, believe me. But you just come and you say it, then we'll give you your money. And that's how it works today. Oh, you think I'm wrong? Come on now, people. Come on. This is how these politicians get paid back. They show up, give a 20-minute speech, get paid a couple hundred thousand bucks, and leave. But again, it's our system today, the way the media is covering this, it's pathetic and sad. To think that we don't have any other bigger, better fish to fry at this point in time here in this country. Like, gee, I don't know, healthcare? New GOP healthcare bill has got a scaled-down version of Ted Cruz's idea, where you allow insurance companies to sell a different insurance policy outside of all of the Obamacare mandates and handouts and all that other stuff that he's forcing into Obamacare. Allows for that. But then what it also allows for as well is just more money. More money. Again, back in the day when Republicans were evil and in bed with the health insurance companies, the Democrats would always say that, it's just Republicans. They're working with the insurance companies all the time. It's just greed. Well, Republicans and Democrats both want to give billions of dollars to health insurance companies. Billions of dollars to health insurance companies so we can keep them afloat. It's basically what it is. You see, you know, they talk about this. If you read this in the papers, they'll talk about a healthcare market. There is no such thing. There's no damn healthcare market. You get it? It doesn't exist. It's not real. Healthcare market? What is a market? A market is where you can actually go and you can buy and sell stuff, right? Free. Nothing of the sort in healthcare here in the United States. You're told what to buy. You're told what you have to have in your plan. Things that you don't want. And that's what we have today. And they call that a free market? Give me a break. It's pathetic and sad. The reality is that at this point in time, I honestly believe that Republicans would be better off just doing zip, zero, zilch, nada. Go ahead. Just don't do anything. Just say, you know what, Democrats, this is your bill. Okay. We'll just, you think it's great. You think that these markets are sustainable. Let's see what happens. Boom. The whole thing is going to go down. Ann Coulter wrote a piece this past week, and it echoed many of the things that we've been saying here on this program. People can't buy the health insurance they want. They can't see the doctors they want, and they can't afford their own damn policy. You know how many people that I know that can't afford their policy. They have health insurance. Something happens, and they can't afford the deductible because their premiums are so high, they just spent it on that. What the hell is the point behind that? Is there any? I got an idea. How about we allow people the option, novel concept, of actually buying something that doesn't cover sex change operations, Sandra Fluke's contraception, gambling addictions, I don't know what else, aromatherapy, liver transplants for illegal aliens, what else? Someone needs to go out there, and Ann points this out, someone has to go out there and teach people what the free market actually is. Right? Explain it. You know what? The whole communism thing doesn't work. She writes, to paraphrase Talleyrand, what Republicans are doing with Obamacare is worse than a crime. It's a mistake. You know, I learned about this, and I've explained this back in sixth grade. Sixth grade when I lost a class election to a young lady who promised that she was going to take our entire sixth grade class to Disney World over spring break. Now, we went to a public school in upstate New York. That wasn't going to happen. Wasn't going to happen. But that's okay. People voted for her because that's what they thought that they were going to get. That's what left-wingers do. They promise you the sun, the moon, the stars, cost-saving government programs, and none of the laws of the universe allows for these things to work. Ann talks about, she says, none of the laws of physics support their existing plans. There are laws of the universe, economic laws as well, and you cannot defy them. You cannot defy, you cannot compromise with them. 2 + 2 = 4. If someone came up to you and said 2 + 2 = 8, and you argued with them, but they persisted, like Hillary, she persisted. Not the name of her stupid book or Chelsea's book. She persisted. She persisted. 2 + 2 = 8. She persisted. What, are you going to compromise and say 2 + 2 = 6? Well, let's come to a middle ground. And let's compromise on this. No, it's wrong. It doesn't work. You know what's worked, people? What did work in this country when we had above 3% growth on a regular basis? And we had wage growth in this country. You know what worked? The free market. Freedom, free people, free minds. That's how we became the most prosperous nation in the world. Ann writes, there's no genius that can compete with the genius of the free market. That statement goes right along with what we've been saying. We talked about this in the 1950s short story, I, Pencil. About the owner of a company, the chief executive of a company, not having any idea all of the people that are indirectly, even directly involved in the manufacture of one of his pencils. It's so vast, it's so wide. I'm always amazed by this. The town that I live in here on the North Shore of Long Island, 1640-something founding of the town, you got all these cool little historic signs by these very old buildings, and this was a thimble factory at this point in time, and this was this at this point in time. A lot of the storefronts and existing businesses dating back to the 1940s, they still have those old, cool neon signs out front from way, way, way back when. You say to yourself, where'd they come from? Where did these businesses come from? Who thought of this? Look at how awesome this is. It's amazing how the free market actually works. You know, most human beings, okay, most human beings out there, if you let them, are actually capable in making their own choice about what to buy, right? People could figure out what health insurance is best for their family. And in much the same way that, we have to make choices about food on any given day. We need the free market. You don't even need to get rid of Obamacare. Let Obamacare collapse. It'll do it on its own. Just allow people to go out and buy insurance on the open market. Allow other people to come up with insurance policies that are priced accordingly with the services and the doctors that I want. See what happens to the market then. Have to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We actually have healthcare planning kits there. We used to do, well, we still do, a lot of this. We help people out, get their health insurance plans, did all of that as a part of the financial planning process. There's no savings I can find anymore, people. We help, but there's not much we can do. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a libertarian guy. It's now they sell recreational pot. It's legal in Las Vegas. So that's, stoners gambling. Stoners gambling. It's going to be difficult for, could Rain Man count cards if he was stoned? I don't know. But the reason why I bring that up is that Yeah, right now you can legally go smoke a joint in Las Vegas, but it's illegal for someone to sell an insurance plan that most people would like to buy. Kind of funny. The times, they are a-changing. Yeah, I gotta buy a plan that covers nonsense. Why? Because I have to pay for other people's health care. Because it's not health insurance, it's wealth transfer. I've explained this in terms of Fletch. That's right. We are all the Underhills, and they keep putting stuff on our bill. I don't care. Obama phone, health care, you name it. You name it. We're paying for it. Coulter writes in her piece, it would be as if grocery stores were required to charge you $60 for a head of lettuce in order to fund the federal school lunch program. It is a blood libel to say we don't care about the old, sick, and dispossessed. Everyone has plenty of food in America, even without $60 heads of lettuce. That's the free market. As Trump said, he would care for them better than they've ever been cared for before. But first, the welfare cases have to be separated from the market. This is her proposed law. Notwithstanding any other provision of federal or state law, it shall be lawful to purchase or sell any health insurance product in the United States of America. She says, skip the repeal. So there's nothing for leftist ruffians to protest and just give the rest of us the option of escaping Obamacare to buy health insurance the same way we buy everything else. Only a free market can guarantee good products at good prices. Is she wrong? No. She's right. She's a little upset with Trump, and rightfully so. She comments that Trump used to know this. The first GOP debate, he said, what I'd like to see is a private system without the artificial lines around every state. Get rid of the artificial lines and you'll have yourself great plans. And then we have to take care of the people that can't take care of themselves, and I will do that through a different system. What's wrong with that? Health insurance is not health insurance. It's the government forcing us to buy other people's health care through these ridiculous health insurance premiums, deductibles, co-pays. We should be using right now the mess that is Obamacare to illustrate what is wrong with all these Soviet five-year plans that the Democrats keep coming up with. Rand Paul as well is none too happy about this latest health care bill. And he writes, he says, I miss the old days when Republicans stood for repealing Obamacare. Republicans across the country and every member of my caucus campaigned on repeal, often declaring they would tear out Obamacare root and branch. Yeah, what happened with that? What in the world happened with that? Now what? Got Republicans falling all over themselves to stuff hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars into a bill that doesn't repeal Obamacare and feeds insurance's hands. Gives them basically a big bailout is what it gives them. More on this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. What your daddy do? 'Cause you know, stupid girl, I'm in love with you. And so I say now, hey.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Department of Justice announces the takedown of the dark web
Market Alpha Bay.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today announcing a major win for the Justice Department.
This is the largest dark market web place takedown in world history.
The website, called Alpha Bay, was basically a large shopping market for illegal activity. People could buy or sell illegal goods and services, including fentanyl and heroin, which has been linked to massive overdose deaths across the country. The Justice Department also announced they had arrested Alexandre Cazes. He had been the administrator and creator of Alpha Bay. He committed suicide a week after his arrest. Christopher Wray approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee for FBI Director. A full Senate vote on Wray expected soon, and it's anticipated he will be approved by the full Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm done with healthcare. I'm frustrated with it. I really am. It's been frustrating. We were one of the, I don't know of any others, quite honestly, where we would help people out and spend a great deal of time and effort helping people out with their health insurance plans as a part of their entire financial plan. Why it doesn't happen at other firms? Well, no big commissions in it. No big money in it. Can't trade it. Can't move it. So they don't want to be bothered with stuff like that. But we find it a very important part of people's financial plan and set people up on a lot of great plans, high deductible health insurance, health savings accounts, saving people tons of money. Tons of money. And that's all gone. That's all gone. Their deductibles have gone up. Their premiums have gone up like everybody else. For what? For an inferior product. This is what we got from the Democrats We got higher prices, higher deductible, inferior product. That's free market. No. Freedom market doesn't deliver that. You know who delivers that? Communists deliver that type of service, that type of quality. But again, we're in socialism town. Anyway, I'm done with this for now. I can't talk about it anymore. I want to talk about this Mick Mulvaney piece in the Wall Street Journal. Mick Mulvaney happens to be the director of office and management and budget. And they've got a Trump administration's got this gimmicky thing that they're doing now. It's called Maganomics. Make America Great Again-nomics. Maganomics. He writes, he says that the Trump administration has one overarching goal. It's to make America great again. But what does it mean? It means we are promoting Maganomics. And that means sustained 3% economic growth. For most of our nation's modern history, a healthy American economy meant that one that grew at roughly 3.5%. Our economy grew, on average, about 3.5%. That was the average growth rate between the late 1940s all the way up to 2007. Since then, we could barely top 2%. That is a big difference. Doesn't seem like much, but it is. If we had only grown, at only 2% between the end of World War II and 2000, average household income would have been roughly $26,000 instead of $50,000. Basically, Europe. Now, isn't it kind of interesting that we take a look at the economic growth that we've seen as of late? What are we getting? Europe. Didn't I tell you we're in socialism town? Mulvaney writes, over the next 10 years, 3% growth instead of 2% will yield a nominal gross domestic product that is $16 trillion larger. $16 trillion larger. Federal government revenues, $2.9 trillion greater. And wages and salaries of American workers, $7 trillion higher. Now, for even talking about, which is extraordinary to me, talking about the fact that, you know, we can't get back to that. Trump thinks we're going to get to 3%. It's just not possible. We're not able to do that. Trump's being called unrealistic. But it was done before. Remember Reagan under stagflation? Malaise, stagflation. We boomed. Reagan changed everything, and we boomed. Growth rates that people thought were absolutely unachievable. In the 7.5 years following the end of the recession in 1982, real GDP grew at an average annual rate of 4.4%. Now, that's what I call a recovery. Not this popcorn fart nonsense that we've got going on today, because that's exactly what it is. It's not us, not what we're capable of doing. Well, Mulvaney, he lists a bunch of things that he wants to get done and Trump wants to get done to get us to that 3% growth. We'll take a break right here, and we're going to get into it, because, you know, and it's also an echo chamber of a piece that I did back in 2007. These guys should just listen to me earlier. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, we were playing the 70s channel, 80s channel, 90s channel in the car on the way back and forth from Annapolis, Maryland this past week. And that song came on there. And I had to explain to my kids that Mark Wahlberg used to be a hip-hop guy.